Continuing with Asma'ul Husna, today we will look at the attribute of Ar-Raqib. Maybe we could put or translate it as the vigilant, or one who watches everything always. In Surah An-Nisa, in fact in the first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends the ayah by saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna Allaha kana alaykum raqiba. Surely Allah ever watches over you. Linguistically, a raqib is a vigilante, a watchman who stands to protect and guard. In the army, the raqib is the one in the vanguard. And a raqib, as far as connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes, is one who safeguards everyone and everything. The one from whose knowledge nothing can escape. He's the one who watches everything always. The scrutiny of every detail in the existence of all creation is really in part protective. And Allah watches His abd proceeding on their paths in harmony with each other and everything else to reach their full potential, protecting them from the intentions and the actions of those who revolt, who are about to clash with what is rightful. There is a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, safeguard Muhammad in his household, meaning safeguard his name and honor it. The angel who writes down whatever we do and say is called Raqib. He does not utter a word except that there is by him someone watching at hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this in the Quran in Surah Tuqaf. This is Surah number 50. It's a beautiful ayah. He says, مَا يَلْفَظُ مِن قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. So, through this viewpoint, it's one who safeguards things, watches over everyone, guards everyone, free from any oversight or negligence, and takes care of absolutely everything. There's another viewpoint which says that raqib may come from the word irtiqab, which means waiting. And the word comes from there, it's not a view that can be accepted, because one who waits for something needs to reach its commencement, desiring to find out its outcome. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need that. It refers to human beings who are waiting to reach their full potential, or who are waiting to reach their Rabb. So a raqib then is the witness who is never absent. And when you apply it to yourself, it's just amazing. You know, there's a wonderful story that we used to be told as children. It was said that there was once a man who passed by a young slave who was tending sheep, and he pointed to one of them and said, sell me this young shepherd. And the young slave said, it's not mine, I can't do it. And the man said, where is your brilliance? Can't you tell the owner that a wolf ate one of his sheep up? And the slave said, then where is Allah? And the man was so impressed by his answer that he bought the young slave and set him free. He then bought the herd from the owner and gave it to him as a gift. And since then, till the end of his life, he kept on repeating, then where is Allah? Then where is Allah? And we must keep this in mind, that Allah ever watches. When my daughter was very young, only a few years ago, I remember having a device in her room whereby I could not only hear, but I could also see her, even when the lights were not that... there was only a very small light on in her room with the infrared possibilities we have now. But I could see and hear every movement of hers. And whenever I looked at that device, and it actually appeared as a little square on the television we had in the bedroom, and it's when Ar-Raqib came to mind. Not only can he hear, not only can he see my movements, me as a human being could watch my child's, but he can even hear and see and understand the talking that goes in my mind. My thoughts appear to him. And as a mother, I would, every time she stirred, I would stir, even if I was asleep. So can you imagine Ar-Raqib, the watchfulness, the safeguarding he does for us? And to be aware of that makes us Abd al-Raqib. To be aware that Allah is ever watching. And consequently, we do not cross the borders of His prescriptions. we had that. I've mentioned this many times, but my father used to make us wear two brooches which represented the two angels, Atid and Raqib, on our shoulders, just to remind us that they were recording what we did. And it also gives you a great amount of security, because Ar-Raqib is the litany of those who have been given the gift of Ihsan, the gift of the certainty that although they may not be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their five senses, He certainly sees them at all times. I have a wonderful teacher whom I remember once when I went to see him. When I walked into the offices, it was very, very dark. And because they were open, I thought he might be in there. And just as I left, because I couldn't see anyone, I could see somebody praying on his musalla, and I waited till he finished. And I said, "Why are you praying in the dark? You can't see anything." He said, "He can see me." And that stuck in my mind. If you recite Ar-Raqib or Ya Raqib as often as possible, in a hidden place for a month, the eye of the heart will see secrets which others cannot see. You will be able to understand the languages which are not as such spoken. And if you misplace or lose something, inshallah, reciting this name will help find it. If you fear bad vibes or somebody's not vibing you probably, I don't like calling them curses, but when you feel that somebody's not vibing you with good thoughts, then recite this name 312 times every day for a week, and inshallah it will render their thoughts towards you, their bad thinking towards you, ineffective.